We are up to Tashlam Nisim the Eretz Yisrael, taxes in Eretz Yisrael. Dina de Malchus Adina in a Jewish land. Dina de Malchus Adina primarily applies among the Goyim, because in Eretz Yisrael the government, they have an obligation also to follow the halacha. They may not do so because they're not religious, because they're not the Tinuk Shanishva, but the rules of Dina de Malchus Dina do not necessarily apply in Eretz Yisrael. So let's see what is over here. Harashba the Haran Midgarim Kasu B'Shem Ataisa Shaklal Shama B'Gemara Dina Malchus Dina L'Gabi Meches Hu Shaykh Rak B'Malchei Umos Olam. All the rules of taxes that you are mechuyev to pay taxes, because Dina Malchus Dina only applies in among the Goyim. Uv'chutz Yaretz Shamedina Shalachem, it's their country. They own the land. They can set the rules. And the Torah tells us, Dina Malchus Dina, we have to follow the rules 100%. V'yicholim loymar l'toshaveim, to the people residents, im lo tasu ki mitzvah sein. If you do not follow our rules, the goresh eschem in hamedina shalonu, we have the right to make the rules that we will evict you. We will deport you from the land. Aval b'malchei Yisrael l'shayich loymar Dina Malchus Dina l'fish eretz Yisrael kolis shol shifim bo. Every single person has a right, the right of return, the law of return. Every single person has the right to live in the land. The land belongs to Hashem, has given this land to Klal Yisrael. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave the land to every single member of Klal Yisrael, and therefore if I don't pay my taxes, you have no right to tell me that I have to leave. I have to pick myself up and get out of here. You have no right to tell that to me.
You have no,
you can't punish me because I have not paid my taxes. Okay, let's not just obviously, but basically he's saying over here is that the law of Din, the Malchus Adina, is not operable in Eretz Yisrael. It only applies in Chutz Eretz because it's their land. It's their land, the Torah has given it to them, you have your guest in their land, they set the rules, you don't follow the rules, then they have the right to evict you or the right to punish you or do whatever they want. And in Eretz Yisrael, the rules are not exactly the same. Malchus Yisrael lo yishach lev Din, the Malchus Adina, lefish Eretz Yisrael, lechol Yisrael shenba, v'ein lemelech ba yoyse mikol ish e'achar, no person has more rights in the land than anyone else.
The king
has authority. Okay, but we don't have real Jewish kings with Zman Hazeh. It's a good point. But
times that we did have kings, it wasn't a din of din.
So then it's a din of Marv Malchus. Then it's a din. Then it's okay. Possibly, maybe when we have a real Melech that is in position of authority, maybe it would indeed be different. But okay, but Zman Hazeh there is no real Melech, and the land belongs to every person. Everyone the same, so it's not the same. V'darki Moshe, Heidi Divrei Haran, Ayin Sham. What? No, obviously not. Obviously not. But I don't know the answer. This is something that I don't know the details. But the general rules of Din the Malchus Sedina, which sometimes uses a leniency and sometimes uses a chumrah, have to be reevaluated when you live in Eretz Yisrael and they have certain set rules. So it all depends. It all depends on what the situation is. Let's go further. Some disagree with this principle, and some hold that even so, when there's a haskamas ham, when there's a government, the government represents the legal authority of the country. Therefore, your resident, their rules, the same rules of din malchus din apply to them as well. We discussed this yesterday. We had the rules of not paying taxes. So yesterday we discussed that the person has to pay taxes. We had two different opinions. We had two different opinions of taxes. Taxes to be viewed as gezel, or is it to be viewed as a loan? If it's viewed as a loan, the nafkamin was that from a guy. So the same thing. So the question that is all built upon the principle of dinam the malchus adina. Now let's see what's over here. Now when it comes, Harayze Goizel min Menasa Shal Melech, Bein Shu Melech Yitzhol, Bein Shu Melech Goy. So the Rambam says if you do not pay tax in the Jewish king, it's a gezel. Lefish Din HaMelech, Din HaMelech Din Hu. Uveis Yosef Chuchiach Kemimah Shehikshu Bebavakamu Alamavur Bishmaseinu Noidrim Lacharamim Ulum Moichsim. What does that mean? You can make a neder. The Haray Amar Shmuel Din the Malchus Adina. So the Gemara Sakasha what's the
to a meches
to make a value? Yeah, anyway, you have to do it. Why? What? Anyway, you have to pay. So there's no need to make a ned. There, you anyway have an obligation. So the v'loy tirtzu shabishin but the various milch are walking against the answer. They didn't milch yisrael. That so since the elavadai shagan on the right side shagan the melech yisrael shayecha klal dina the malchus adina v'chein pasak b'shulchan aruch. So that's what he says. He says that the same rule applies. The same way the Gemara there says that there's no need to make a neder, that there's an obligation to pay the tax because of the malchus adina. That obligation stands on by itself on its own two feet, does not require any support. So that applies in the Eretz Yisrael as well. And he says the Shulchan Aruch Paskens. When we call Malchum Kasa b'shut pe'er sadcha, shem ha'moishtam be'eretz Yisrael hinam soynei das. If the moishtam in Eretz Yisrael are soynei das, loy shayach loyma b'chukim shalohem din malchus adina v'shufchayz loyma she'ef shaloyma kein im loy nidin she'bektsas tvarim shach b'hem din malchus adina. So it all depends if you have a government in Eretz Yisrael that is not, let's say, a non-Jewish government. Go back in history, the British mandate, or go back in before that time, or among the Turks, or under different authorities, and they were not favorable of the Jews. So then maybe the rules would be different. Yeah.
I once heard a lecture on this subject by Rabbi Ari Marburger.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Chacham, expert on this area, and he talked about tax systems that were discriminatory against Jews and, like you said, unfavorable, and then Dina de Malchus Medina may not apply there, but rather if there's a fair tax system that applies to
across the board,
then you don't have the right to evade tax.
Right. But okay, fine. We discussed, yeah, you hear yesterday for this part? Yeah, yesterday we discussed about even Dina de Malchus Medina. There are two. There's a machlokes. Is it a din of a loan? Tax. How do you view taxes? Is taxes gezel or is taxes viewed as a category of a choiv?
Start me.
As a choiv.
What are you talking about today?
We're not talking about today. In general, what is the view of taxes? Yeah, you have to pay taxes no matter what.
So we should have mentioned this yesterday that when the king sold his horse for the taxes,
there's a different type of tax.
It actually became a loan.
Why?
Because he got the money in advance.
Alright, it's very common. A different type of taxes. Alright, different. Let's go further. The ayin b'shur dov misharim ma'ashadonim rak melech amrin din demuchzadino igam b'moyishal hanimsa b'oisamakam. Another issue we're not discussing is din demuchzadino apply to a king or does it apply even to, let's say, a governor? Does it apply to the mayor of the city? Does he also have a din of, if he enacts their city laws or their laws, state laws, their laws from the community board? Okay, on the community board in your local district, and they enact certain laws. How far do the rules of Dina Malchus Adina? How far up does it go? Ve'ayim pesach choshen sheherich b'digen Dina Malchus Adina ve'halal mas misim, not paying taxes v'chas shnir shalahitzia shalikedin. If a government is taxing you illegally, if someone in your community is demanding taxes that are illegal, of course, doing something illegal is awesome. Okay, let's go to another next case. Next topic is going through a red light.
That's very good here.
Yeah.
The last line.
If you have to lie, well, the zayif, it is forbidden.
If you don't want to pay taxes, you have to lie on your form.
It is osur. Osur.
Additional names that don't exist.
That's a dvarim pshutim ad ma'od. Need not.
The Torah can't have to pay taxes.
Why?
Because they don't consider it a government in Israel. They call them shelas Israel. They don't say that.
They're not Jewish.
Right,
they don't consider them to be Jewish. No, but the land belongs to every single one of them. The land belongs to the Jews. Let's go to the next topic. Let's not get too bogged down any more topic here. Let's just get the general ideas. Let's see. Maver b'makom ha'asur, to go through a red light. Are you allowed? 3 o'clock in the morning, no one is watching. Are you allowed to go through a red light? Let's talk halacha. Let's not talk. Is it awesome not to? What?
It says.
I know someone that used to take Rav Ari, used to drive Rav Aaron Cutler around. He told me this person is no longer living. He told me that he told Rav Aaron Cutler that line. Vayom Edaim Lesavarbi, and he chuckled. Rav Aaron Cutler, he took him around.
I somebody told him that Rav Kagan was walking him home, and they stopped by a red light.
People have died. There have been terrible tragedies that have occurred where people have died in car accidents. Yesh l'shabeach eschem, I want to praise you al kach v'l'chazik edechem for all the new takonis that you have instituted, that you have added to your city. V'shekol bezdin b'iroi im anhigi hatzibur chayavim la'asos l'noya nizokin mehatoshavim. You have an obligation to do everything in your power to make sure that people follow the law and do not come to danger. So he goes further in Shere Levi. This has nothing to do with the sugya of Dina Malchus Adina, if you're allowed to go through a red light. The atakono shenasa idei hashelton nasa l'toyvas atzibul l'mdoya asunos accidents. The imloy nasu al yodam hoyechiv aleinu lasas. If they didn't do it, we would have to do it. It's not a matter of Dina Malchus Adina. It's a matter of common sense, safety, public safety. So it's not a matter of if the government would not be involved in these things, and the Rabbanim would have to do these things, and therefore, of course, you have Bezdin. It's their duty. The one who has an obligation to make public safety is Bezdin. It's not the government to direct the roads. When it comes to the Ori Miklat, they have to have signs. This is the way to get Ori Miklat. To widen them, mehem kol mikshol b'derech lo tell, not a mound, lo gay, not a titch. The derech Ari Miklat Lama Beis Amos Shochav, the path to the Ari Miklat had to be 32 Amos wide. That's pretty big, 64 feet wide. That's a pretty big road. The Afal Pish is.
Have a lot of people going.
The Afal Pish is Zed Din Miyuchin Leroitzchin Midin Tachin Chaderech. Even though you would argue that this only applies for murderers, it's posher that it applies by extension, it applies to society, it applies to people who are kol shekein, it applies to people who are not murderers. If Bezdin and Mechuyif to go out of the way to make sure the path is safe for people who have to go to Ari Miklat, who are guilty partially, Alachas Kama V'Kama, they have to make sure the roads are safe for people who have not done Averus. U'mikol Mokin Pashat Shemimenu Loimdim Lefi Hamatzev Lohasir Takolois Merishus Harabim. You have to remove any danger in the Rishus Harabim. V'chein Amar B'Besuvus Rabbi Chanan Mitzakin Mitzitzel Mitzkli Rabbi Chanin himself would go out to the road and remove any impediments. U'perish Rashi Mashve U'Mesakin Mechshele Ho'ir, he would smooth the roads and repair all dangers. Machmas Chibas Eretz, due to his love for Eretz Yisrael, Shoyza Chaviv Olav Machse Shloyotza Shamra Aladrochem Adkan Yitze Shamra Aladrochem, that no, nothing should happen yet. V'kal V'chaim Lehasir Sakonish Shebet Kufay Shalonu Shoyvim Uyom Yom Bedrochem Ba'avonasin Ram Allah Has Kamakam. Today the roads are very dangerous. U'meila Pashut Sheoser. Here he comes to the point he wants to make. After all that long hagdama, Sheoser Al Pi Halacha La'avor Bi Ramzor Odoim. Okay, Ramzor, I guess, means a red light. A red light. What's Ramzor? Traffic. A traffic red light. Bechol hazmanim. Now look what he says over here. Gam kishein michoinios miskorvois mamish. Even though the hayirus hasei demevu deisakonim nevesh kiyadua. Even 3 in the morning. 3 in the morning when there's no one on the road, no one is watching. Well, guess what? Today they're watching. Today there are cameras all over the place. But not so long ago you can get away with it in some parts of the world where you can drive. What?
There are lots of places where there are no cameras.
Even today. Okay, on small corners, there are no cameras. So the question over here is, it's 3 in the morning, are you allowed to go through a red light? So he says, once word gets out that you can try to break the system and go through red lights in the middle of the night, so the slippery slope, you'll start going through red lights at 2 o'clock, and then 1 o'clock, and then 12 o'clock, and then in the middle of the day, and before you turn around, they'll come lidei pikuach nefesh. So don't go and start up with the system, even when no one is watching in the middle of the night. It is osur al pi halacha. This is what he says, Shevet Alevi. It is osur al pi halacha, 3 a.m. to go through a red light. You're putting, you're training yourself to break the rules, which can lead mamish lidei pikuach nefesh. V'imkein vaday mitzvah le'oyer uliachiyach le'adam shletzayis le'tekanas. You know, there's an unfortunate bitter joke. The bitter joke is that the person who comes to Eretz Yisrael gets in a taxi, and the taxi driver, the guy, the passenger, the American, he's in the taxi, and he comes, the taxi driver's driving, and there's a red light, and the taxi driver puts the pedal to the metal, and he goes through the red light. And the American, it's a sakana. What are the mishugim, the taxi driver, and he actually goes through a red light. Another red light, pedal to the metal, and the American is covering his eyes. He's wondering if he's going to make it to the hotel alive. And then they continue to go, and there's a green light, and all of a sudden it was red and it turns green, and the taxi driver slams on the brake and the car skids. So the passenger, the American, the foolish American, he says to the taxi driver, I don't understand. When there's a red light, and you zoom right through it. Allah has kama v'kama. When it's a green light, you should go right through the green light. So he says, no, you shaita, you American fool. If it's green for me, it means it's red for someone else. So I have to protect myself. It's a krum society. It's green for me, it's red for someone else. I gotta protect myself.
It's colorblind.
It's a bitter joke. Okay, the other joke is, there was once, I remember this from 100 years ago, there was a boy, they says yeshiva boy, a boy was coming back from a date, 3 o'clock in the morning, driving and cruising down Ocean Parkway. And I guess in those days, years ago, it wasn't so crowded in Ocean Parkway in the middle of the night. Today it's probably plenty busy, Ocean Parkway, 3 a.m. But there was no one there, so he was coming, you know, he probably went to Lakewood, so he was coming from Avenue Z, and he was cruising down Ocean Parkway. He went through every red light. Little did he know that behind him, trailing behind him, was a police car. And he saw him go through Avenue Z, and go through Avenue Y, and go through all. And he finally stopped, he let him go, he finally stopped him, let's say, by Avenue I. So he said, pulled him over, he says, you know, you went to like 10 red lights, whatever, 10. So he says, I know it's the middle of the night, you know, I'll go easy on you. I'll just give you one ticket. Pick the avenue. Pick the avenue. Anyone, I'll write it down. Because you went to them all. So the yeshiva bacha says, Avenue K.
Oh.
That's the only avenue in the entire Ocean Parkway. There's no light. And Kachava, Avenue K, comes to court, case dismissed. All right. This is a joke from Mishanim Kadmonios. Let's go further. One more paragraph. Upiske Chayshen Kasav She'ev Shaladon Vikoyach Dina Malchus Adina El Binyanim Shalmisim Ki Kodayme Avo Bilbukhugim Hanoigim Lishmir Al Nefesh. We don't judge. Dina de Malchus Adina is not an issue when it comes to public safety. Dina de Malchus Adina is exclusively reserved for mammon, for money issues, laws, taxes, violations, the violations, those inyanim. But not when it comes to public safety. And that is a mechuyev al pi halacha to follow all the rules that society has deemed to be for one's safety. What? Okay, that's another topic. Okay, so we can sum up the entire thing with a few words. Don't get involved in Dina de Malchus Dina public safety. In Dina de Malchus Dina, there are possible exceptions. We know that when it comes to Dina de Malchus Dina, it's not Jewish law. It's secular law. How does an Orthodox Jew relate to Dina de Malchus Dina? Well, 99% of the time, you have to follow the law whether you like it or not. Maybe there are a few exceptions far and in between, but don't ever make a mistake and think that public safety is an exception. Public safety has nothing to do with Dina de Malchus Dina. If not for the government, Beis Din, it would be their obligation to enact these laws. And so therefore, you have mechiv to follow the rules. Next sugya. Sugya Korea, this is a real bizarre sugya, calling your child by the name of a shade or a malach. Okay?
Devil.
Casper.
Casper?
Casper the ghost.
Casper the ghost. Okay, let's see. Benechemia, Sefer Nechemia. Let's see what it says. Sefer Nechemia. Okay, but Sefer Nechemia, Perek Ches, Pasuk Zayin Nemar, Shapsai, Hoida, Hoidia, Maaseha. Okay, who are these are three people. These are three different people. Shapsai, I'm not sure what the pasuk means, even though we once learned this together. Hoidia Maasecha. Who is Shapsai? Are these three names? Or Hoidia?
Yeah, Shapsai is a name.
But no, the other two. Hoidia Maasecha, he was the one that did something. Whatever it is. But Vuhu Hoya Meroshe Halavim Ben Oile Hagoila Shapsai. Shapsai is one of the people that is mentioned. He's the one that did all the actions. I think he's participated in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. He was the overseer. Hoidia Maasecha, he was one of the supervisors of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Vuhu Hoya Meroshe Halavim Ben Oile Hagoila Vinizka Oy Pamayim Betanach in the Chemi later. Shapsai, the Yuzba, that's a person, Al Hamaleya, they were in charge of this particular task of what's called the Malaya. When we say the Ezra, Umishulam, the Shapsai Halevi Azorum was at their side. So we have over here Shapsai. Shapsai is mentioned in the release from three Psukim. Shapsai, that's Saturn. But Shapsai over here was the name of a distinguished individual in the time of the Binyan Bayish Shani. Problem is, how did this fellow get the name Shapsai? Now you can really use the same kasha. The people whose name Michael, Mimini Michael, Mismoli Gavriel, Umilfonai Oriel, Umachorai Raphael.
A shade is not a malach.
Oh, a shade is, so you want to make the difference between a shade and a malach. So Shapsai is a shade, is a demon. The four people, the four malachim of Michael, Gavriel, Oriel, and Raphael are malachim. And we do find people are called by that name. What?
Is a shade in the
word
called Yosef?
Yosef? A shade called Yosef? No. Let's see. Mashmos Hashem Shapsai hu al shei mazol shenigra Shapsai. Shumazol hasho'o harishoina shalel revi. It's one of the mazolos of the first mazol of the night of Wednesday night. Uchamash Omar Rashi. Mazol koichav sheshmoi Shapsai. Saturn. So Saturn is name. So anyone know by the name of Saturn? That's not a name you give a child to the, anyone in Mars, Jupiter, Pluto? People call people by these names?
Dogs.
What? Okay, so Uvashut Chasam Sofer. Beir Mila Shapsai, Shavisa Ubitel. Shapsai comes from the word Shavisa, from the word Shabbos, to rest. To rest. Shapsai still means to rest. Al Masham Bugamara, Shahanoila Bemazel Shapsai, Ye Gever Machshaftoi, Gever Machshaftoi Betalin, that this person's thoughts will be Betalin. Whatever that means, that he'll not succeed. I don't know what that person that's born in. What? Shemazel? Shemazel, a person that is born on the first hour of Wednesday night, the first hour, so I guess it's Tuesday night after Tzeisach HaChadim, it's not a good mazel, it says, Gever machshavtoi betelin, his thoughts are batel, shehu romus b'mila shapsai. Whatever that means. But the point over here is the word shapsai represents a mazel. So how did it come that this person in Nechemia, Sefer Nechemia, was called by the name of a mazel? Is this appropriate? V'hine, b'chesed li'avraham, hi'ochiach mi'sefer chasidim, sheho yuregilim likroi b'shem shapsai, gam b'shem shapsai. They called with an aleph, without an aleph, they called by this name. One of the Balei Tosfos also was called by this name. I know someone by the name of Shapsai. There are people have this name. Everybody has Umash Mashu Shem Shel Yisrael Veloy Shel Goy. Ulchein Nikra Echami Balei HaTosfos B'Shem Shapsai. V'chein B'Shut Mahari Weil Niskiru HaRebi Rabbeinu Yaakov Bar Shapsai, Verabenu Yudah Bar Shapsai. So we see Ulam Sugim worship Bar Shapsai, who mash Shemosh Hamuf Hakim Shel Akum. Problem is that in this Gemara, I don't know the Gemara, but the Gemara seems that this, they're talking about different names, starting on a get, that this name is a name of a goy. The Kosva Taisvish Shapsai Gar Sinon, Sheloi Maskinam Bishmei, where Goyris We go with the loy maskin b'shmei the shabsai the shame Yisrael
the kabsai
is a shabsai gar sinon. We don't shaloy maskin b'shmei the shabsai shame Yisrael who become a kama. So the proper name is without an aleph. Without an aleph is a Jewish name. With an aleph is a non-Jewish name. Avol shabsai hu ruach roh. This is Tosfos. Tosfos here of this staff. Tosfos Nav Yud Aleph says that with an aleph is a not a Jewish name. Kido amar b'chulin u'b'sefer mishmer shalom kasam shem shabsai hu shem shal shade ve'ein likro bishmo. So far so good, because the pasuk in Sefer Nechem, as you notice above, the three different pasukim which are cited do not have the aleph. So it's coming to differentiate. It's not a kasha, even though they are pronounced the same, but when you add the aleph, it has a different connotation. Then it refers to the demon. When you do omit the aleph, then it refers to the name, whatever it means. It means shabsai. Yeah.
Is it that it's the name of a planet or something else?
Yes, the planet.
Or is it that it's a negative? It's considered a negative.
It's a negative.
I mean,
Ain mazel li Yisrael.
Name Noga, for example.
Yeah.
Which is Venus. So I don't know.
You know someone named Noga? Is that a popular name?
It's a Sfardi name.
Popular.
All right, I don't know. Okay.
So
that's the issue. That is what is coming. Let's see what he says. That's what's coming to discuss. Mishut Yehudi Yala. Let's see what he says. Hiksha. Mima shamar hatoisus sheish a shame shabsai who shame goy vuachra avol shabsai without the aleph who shame Yisrael mashma shein karim shame shait. So what is the message of Tosfos, that a person should not call his name by the name of a demon or the name of a mazel? V'hari matzina be'erev, not so simple. Shehoye echad, maybe this is what you're referring to. Shehoye nikra Yosef Shida. He was called by the name Yosef the Shade.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. V'im kein, eich onu kar m'shem Yosef. There is a shade called Yosef. V'tiritz, she Yosef shido hu lehepuch, she'ha-shade nikra b'shem Yisrael. The shade came into existence after Yosef HaTzadik was already born. So the demon was named after a human being. So therefore, that does not prevent us from naming a person Yosef, because the name originated by humans. Just because the demons, they took our name, does not mean that we cannot use the name any longer. Aval ha-Yisraelim ein karim b'shem ha-shedim, but we are not allowed to go take a name that was originally given to a demon. Another example, Yoinasan the Shade, Shekosav Rashi Shade Hoya, O Boki Bohem, or he was a Boki, an expert in them. The first interpretation that Yoinasan is the name of a demon. Hare Nikra B'Shem Yoinasan Shushem Shal Yisrael. How could it possibly be? The answer is that the Shade took the name from humans. So it's no big deal. But to go and call a person a name that we only find by Shadim, that originated by Shadim, that indeed would be Asr. He talks about different names. That's one of the most difficult parts of, again, is to write the name correctly. It's to spell the name correctly. In very rare situations, they write two Gitin. That happens sometimes when there's a suffix as to the correct spelling of the name, or there's a suffix as to what the person's real name is. Very rarely, but occasionally, the suffix you have to pay double. It costs double to write the get. They have to give two gitin.
And no?
Some they do it like that sometimes, but sometimes that's where it's mechun. But sometimes there are other questions of spelling.
No, the spelling of the name.
The spelling. Let's say they know what the name is.
You can write with aleph. You write without aleph.
So you there are different ways to do it.
Maybe it's spelled with the aleph.
Okay, there are different customs. Einochinami, there are different customs. There are different customs among different dayanim and how they're mesaru to write a get. But I've heard this, that there are times in rare situations where it's extremely complex where the sofer will write two gitin, one gets spelled one with one spelling and another get with a different spelling to make sure to cover all ground, to make sure that the person should be divorced.
There's a million like that. Shindong with two yuds, with one yud, the aleph.
No, that's some of that has already been decided. Some of them has been standardized. Things are not. It's rare, but I remember hearing that this is done. No, no. Not definitely not. Aksuba is a document that's midrabanan. According to one opinion, even if you don't have to write aksuba, the aksuba obligation is a given. It's a guaranteed. Even if there is no document, it's not a significant document. The aksuba. It's not written on parchment. It's not written with dioi. Many of the rules of writing documents are not even fulfilled in aksuba. If they make mistakes, it's also not so bad. So the rules of aksuba are very, very relaxed. You just fill it in. The rules, okay, they're blank. You fill it in. But the rules of aksuba, and certainly the tnaim, are very relaxed. Very relaxed. The chatchil, of course, the good rabbanim, they try very hard that it should be done by ifan muhudar. But if it's not done with muhudar, it's not the end of the world. But a get is playing with fire, because the get is a shadow of mamzerus, eshes ish, karis. So a get has to be written on parchment, has to be written with dioi. The witnesses who sign have to be soifrim. They have to sign their name with a kulnus.
Yeah.
The witnesses who sign the get don't sign with a ballpoint pen and with script.
They don't write the.
They have to take. They have to be soifrim with a quill and with dioi, and they have to know how to write their name in ksavashuris to make the. And of course, the get itself has to be written by a sofer with kavana. He's writing it for this specific man, for this specific woman. He has to be authorized. The husband must say to him first in advance, "I'm authorizing you to write the get." The laws of Gittin are very complex. Yeah. Say it again. Oh, very good. Shabsai Tzvi. That's right. What more do you want? Shabsai Tzvi. Well, he was a very evil person.
He was a devil.
That's right. Look what happened. Look what became of him. He converted to Islam. At the end of his life, he converted to Islam. With a saving it, Pashut Kasav Shem Masu Shabsai Eli El Shabsai Vachvanex Ulam, the Beis Shmuel, Kasav Shem Maharit, you know, the Beis Shmuel of Pam, loved the Beis Shmuel of Pam, his favorite, and we learned a Debar of Pam. His favorite parish on Shulchan Aruch was the Beis Shmuel. Always would call from the Beis Shmuel. Beis Shmuel, one of the commentators on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. Kasa b'shem Maharit, b'shem Shabsai, b'shem Shabsai, who shem Yisrael. He says both. Both with the Aleph, without the Aleph, it's a good name. Ella, shem Ruach Rohu Shabsai. Shivsai. He says the Yud is what makes it into a dinin. Ayin Sham. The Ayin, the Sefer, Keser, Shem Toiv, Sheherich, Be'in, Shem Shabsai. The Ayin Sham, Shehevi, Meshar, Hamitzvah, Slim, Mahar,
Chaim Vital.
Shakal, Shem, Lahaske, Shem, Shal, Shedim, Kadesh, Lo Yishu, to Allah. If you're called by a demon, you're inviting the demon to possess you, to influence you.
You just did.
V'chein kasa what? V'chein kasa b'shar kavan shetzarech lizor shlo l'haske shem sam. That means b'fiv. Don't say the sam is the name of Esav. Esav is called a satan. B'fiv uveprat belel yeshuzman shlitasoy b'mshalter. Last night was nittel. I'm sure you all were hold up. Right? No one was learning last night. Okay. What? Last night was Nittel.
2 nights ago.
No, the Ikud, that was a coin minority opinion. The Tkufa was last night. The Tkufa was last night. The real Nittel was last night. The real Nittel, the real deal, was last night. V'chein kasa b'shar kavanish shetzach lizosh l'lhaske shem sam b'fiv v'pray b'layla shuzman shlitasa b'mshalte v'chein gabish kol shoshemus ha-shedim ayin shem v'chein kasa b'sefer the next page b'sef mizlodav v'chein kasa v'hagoyin rab avrocham ha-koyin mis
salanaki
v'shem shiyori tahara v'tzin l'shem l'shem This is not for us. How dare you say the sun at night? You're violating the possible Torah. The Arizal, he saw Ruach HaKodesh, he saw what he did. We're not into this stuff. Malach v'alachim b'siv. I don't know what that means. B'sivtecha v'herich. Because of you.
Because of you.
V'herich sham b'kesser shem tov b'inyan kriyas shemus lilis. Lilis is also a demon. Oh, machalas. Ayin sham. Bottom line, what? Bottom line is, it appears from what we've read, everyone is of agreement not to call a person after a mazel, which would basically mean planets. All of the planets, the seven planets, the Kech Velechas, they're all names of mazolos. They are physical representations of mazolos. So that would basically mean it's not proper for a Jew to call a child after a planet, because a planet represents a mazel, and the mazel is a demon. A mazel Israel. That appears to be the bottom line. The monkey wrench in all of this is Shabsai, because Shabsai is a name that is popular among us. And the solution is there's a Shabsai with an Aleph and a Shabsai without an Aleph. Everyone seems to agree that Shabsai without an Aleph is okay, and the other answer is Shabsai with a Yud, Shivsai with the Yud is problematic.
Shibsai.
Okay, the other Yisoid is, if you do find a demon in Tanakh, it's not, that name does not become off limits, because it's very likely that demon was named after a person. So it all originated with a human being. If it originated with a human being, then there is no prohibition for someone later to use that name, even though that name has been popular among the demons. Next, Kri Lihudi B'Shevash Al Goyim. Next case, calling Jews by non-Jewish names. Let's do this quick. This last thing quick. There we are. The Medrash Huva B'Shem Rabbi Yosef Rav Rashbi. Shavishonim Al Yedei Shavim Akidim Es Yichusei. Beautiful idea that people originally in ancient times they called their children based upon events, the times. They did not name their children after their predecessors, based after they called their children based upon an event that was taking place in their lifetime or when they were born. Anu. We do not appreciate who exactly we are and our tafkid in this world, so it's our custom to name our children after our ancestors. If you're on a high madrigal, you would not name your child after your ancestor. You name your child based upon his tafkid, based upon he's born into an era. What is his mission in this kufa, in this time? We don't do that. We don't know. We're ignorant. Therefore, we have to name after an ancestor. Next, Rabba and Shimon and Gamliel Omer. Are we shayim shayim mishamshim beruach hakodesh shayim motzim l'shem amal oras demadi aval anu shayim mishamshim beruach hakodesh anu motzim l'shem amal senu ancestors. The yisoid of Yeshurin. There he explains. Shaad doyrem shal Rabbi Yosi v'Rashbi until that generation. Hayu minhagim lase shemos l'fi. They're events, current events. What happened in life? Current events, specific current events. We understand why we have all these funny names: Abaye and Rava.
They were
Aramaic names. We don't have names based upon what it says in Tanakh. Shekriyas Shemos
was named Rabbeinu Peter.
Shekriyas or Peter.
Peter
is a Jewish name. Shekriyas Shemoisam Hoylafik Koyroisov Hapratim Shel Kol Yachid the Yachid Lufishagam Ami Aretz Lipaamim Karu Shemos Lebnaim Alpiham Urois Nizdamen Lipaamim Begoyrolam Sheshmoisayim Shavos Vidoim Lushemos Hagoyim. So here's an incredible insight that since in ancient times they called their children based upon current events, so it wasn't so uncommon that non-Jews had the same name, because they all spoke the same common language. They spoke in Aramaic, and non-Jews also would choose bizarre names, also chose names after events. So since they chose names after events that were taking place in their life, and Jews also chose names that took place based upon what took place in their life, so it would come out that a Jew would have what appeared to be for us at a later point in time a secular name. It's not a secular name, it's a dictionary word. It's a dictionary word, an Aramaic word, which was true for that, and they represented an event that took place in that time. It just so happens the goyim also use the same technique, and it comes out that we have the same name that they have. So we begin to think that if we have the same name that a non-Jew has, we are really using non-Jewish names. No, we both came to name a child with that word for the same reason. It's not that the Jew is using a secular name. The Jew used the name because that was the proper dictionary word to capture the moment, the time that the child was born. Now,
give me an example.
An example? I don't have an example. I don't know. Maybe we'll give over here.
Imagine.
What?
After a current event.
A current event. You have to go out to time of the Gemara. I don't have an example. Let's see. Ulam bi Eretz Yisrael. Now here he points out the difference. In Eretz Yisrael, let's try for a little bit. Shall Yehudim dibru b'loshen Hakodesh lo nizdam b'goyim shishmosim ho yikashem asuakum. In Eretz Yisrael, they did not speak in Aramaic; they spoke in Hebrew. That's not so simple. We had that the whole discussion. Not necessarily they spoke in Hebrew in Eretz Yisrael, but they spoke. They didn't happen. Sharei agoyim asher shivosem dibru b'sfasa chasub sofas achers. Other languages b'koyim l'bnei shemos b'sfasim l'chin ano sham v'dem l'shemos hagoyim. And therefore, you do not have this mitzias, this reality in Eretz Yisrael where you have Jews have a sharing the same name as a non-Jew. Therefore, this is not in halacha. There's right away a reyasa. If a get arrives from Medina Sayyam and it's signed by two witnesses and they have secular names, so maybe we should be concerned that goyim have signed the get. Need not be concerned because Chutz Li'aretz, Goy, the secular name is the name of a Jew because Jews had secular names. So there was nothing wrong, and all of that developed because they named after events. But even though we stopped doing this, we call Makayim. Kevin Shemeshavidor Hakayim in previous generations. In It was not written in holy names. In other words, people continue to use these names for many generations. Since these names were established in previous generations, and then you're naming your children after your ancestors, so these names filter down throughout the generation, but it's still Jewish names. But that's not true in Eretz Yisrael. Now he goes to Nusa. Are you allowed to call your main non-Jewish name? Because of the Gemara, most names of Jews in Gaulis, in Medina Sayyam, were non-Jewish names, and they signed these names on the documents, on the Gitin. It was a reality that the majority of the Jewish people were using secular names, non-Jewish names, and you can't go tell me that it was a mistake, because most of Klal Yisrael does not make a mistake. Shame Yisrael Kodesh. Wow. So it really fits into this theme. Vo'avdil eschem min ho'amim. V'chinach beir al mitzvahs mila. V'mishroshe ha-mitzvah sherotz ha-shem yisprach l'kvoya ba'am asher hivdil. Sheyehiyye nikra al shmo simen kvua begufam. Sheyehevdil mibeinam l'bein sho'amim. B'tzuas gufam in their flesh. K'mo sheheim muvdolim mehem b'tzuas nafshoysam. V'ayin v'akit Shuva, b'shud igus Moshe, b'shud Mishnah Halachas, b'shud Maskel Dol, Erech v'chay b'chum Yisrael, Yisrael l'shanas Shem Shem Ivri. It's one of the zechuyos. The zechuy. Let's go further. Oy shahoy zer seif. That's it. Then it goes on to the next. That's the end. Then it goes. That's the next topic. That's a new page. Okay. So it goes. There's, by the way, among the German Jews, they actually had a double name ceremony. Not a double ring ceremony, but a double name ceremony. They gave the name at the bris, and then they gave a secular name. There was a ceremony, actual ceremony, when I think it was the wimple, when the child was 3 years old. When the child was 3 years old, when the child they brought a new.
Did not give a name.
They did not give a name at the wimple ceremony? No. It was earlier? or they gave it earlier. I have someone that's very into the German Hagim, and he wants to show my father, write up, is that in Germany it was the name, your name that we discussed this many times, the name that you're given at your bris is a holy name. It's not to be abused. When you go out into the secular world, you don't want to profane the sanctity of your Jewish name in the business world. You have to be mavdil bein kodesh l'chol. You don't take a Sefer Torah out into the street. You don't profane its sanctity by bringing it to a place that's mundane. You don't allow your Jewish name, the name Yaakov is a holy name, you don't let people in the workplace say the word Yaakov. It's not the proper thing. So you have Jacob, or you have Jack, or you have Jay. You have to have a secular name. When you come to the Beis HaKnesses and you get an aliyah or any type of service, religious service, that's the only time you're allowed to use your Jewish name. And in fact, there was a ceremony among the German Jews when they actually bestowed a secular name upon a child, so that name should be used for business purposes, not today. Today, that's not the trend. I mean, until years ago, on a birth certificate, it was extremely common on a birth certificate, you don't give the Jewish name. It's the same exact idea. You have your Jewish name, but in the secular world, you have on the birth certificate, on your passport, you have a secular name. This trend has changed. As we become more comfortable in Galus, as we become more comfortable, as some say, in order or as part of a gaiva to Kedusha, there is no doubt, no question that today the trend is completely the opposite. People take very great pride in their Hebrew name, and on the passport and on your birth certificate you use the Hebrew name. What?
In South America they give you a list. It's about 300 names for men, 300 names for women, or maybe more now.
Where?
That's where you call it. In Uruguay, where I came. My name is Dionysio.
But not anymore today. Look, I used to teach in Brooklyn College as an adjunct. And I get a roster of all the names. It took me an entire semester to learn how to pronounce the names of the students. No one in America, no one today among the Goyim, among the Umas Olam, is ashamed to have a name that you can't pronounce. Okay, they have exotic names, Chinese names, Russian names,
Thailand,
all these names. So if among the Goyim on the roster are the students, so why should the Jew be any different? You should not be ashamed of your name. All right, let's stop.